Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
So I might be a bit delayed.
That's no problem. We've had a lot of people in for Sunday lunch. I might be a bit late myself.
You still want to go, though?
Oh, yeah. I have to see this famous Ifty.
Oh, it's not going to be that exciting. I'm just interested to see what training he's going to do with the youngsters.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Ian, you know I'd have set up the training myself if I'd got time.
I'm teasing, but the word is he's very handsome.
Word is he's a very talented cricketer. That's what I'm interested in.
I'll believe you. Thousands wouldn't. Anyway, look, what's the hold-up year-end? The lambs not behaving themselves?
No, it's Brian. He said he'd give me a hand weighing them.
And he hasn't turned up?
Nope. I've set up the crush and the race by myself, but I really can't do the rest single-handed.
Well, perhaps he's having a Sunday afternoon snooze.
If he is, I'm going to have to interrupt it.
And you think he'll be grumpy?
He's grumpy full stop at the moment.
Waiting for the dairy decision?
Yeah. Mum says she's been walking on eggshells all weekend.
Oh, dear.
Suppose we'd better get used to it. He's going to be even grumpier if the decision doesn't go his way.
You won't be.
I'm not holding my breath. Anyway, I'd better call him. The lambs are getting restive.
Oh, that's fine, love. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Bye.
That sounded interesting.
Yes, that was Amy.
So I gathered.
She and Carl are going out tomorrow evening.
Yes, and?
He is picking her up from here, so she wonders if she could bring him in for a cup of tea before they set out.
So you're going to meet him at last?
Well, apparently so. I think your bumping into them last week must have broken the ice.
Oh, good. That's great.
You think I'll like him?
Yes. Yes, he's charming, I told you.
Yeah. But not too charming, though.
Oh, no, he's a really nice guy. You'll get on like a house on fire.
Oh, I hope so. I don't want to let Amy down.
Oh, Alan, you won't.
But she's never really had a serious boyfriend before. This is a first for me.
You'll be fine. Just relax and enjoy his company.
I'm quite excited, actually.
Oh, good.
Oh, my little girl. It's a big step for her.
They're not engaged yet.
You'll kick me, won't you, if I start saying something embarrassing?
You want to be covered in bruises, do you?
I just want to do the right thing.
Oh, sweetheart, you already have. She wants you to meet him.
Okay. You're done. Off you go.
How are we doing?
Okay.
Well, I need to make some calls.
What? On a Sunday?
Sunday's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, let's keep at it, Brian. Do you want me to take a turn with the weighing?
No, I'm okay. Just keep them coming.
Right you are.
Come on now. It's not that bad. Calm down.
Get a move on, Adam.
Sorry. Watch that one. She's a bit frisky.
I think I can manage a lamb.
Come here, you. Oh, don't be stupid.
This isn't going to hurt. Just keep still. Oh!
Brian? Brian? Brian, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she just knocked me off balance. I think I can...
No. Don't get up yet. Just sit there till you get your breath back.
Oh, stupid. What a silly thing to do.
She just took you by surprise. You didn't hit your head when you fell or anything.
No. I caught my arm on the edge of the rail.
Oh. Here, let me. Oh, Brian, you're bleeding.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't noticed.
Oh. Oh, that's nasty. Hang on a minute. Don't worry, it's clean.
Well, it won't be soon. No. Look, Adam, there's really no need for you to ruin a clean handkerchief.
Oh, don't be silly. Can't have you bleeding all over the place. There. That should do for the time being.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Now, do you think you're all right to get up now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? Here, take my arm. Yep, there you go. There you are.
Oh, thanks. Well, that's better. I should have listened to you.
I was lucky she didn't knock me over too.
Comes of not having my mind on the job. If the environment agency would just hurry up and make the decision, then everything would be all right.
Depends what decision they make. I think we should get you back to the house.
Oh, good heavens, no, there's no need for that.
Look, that cut needs looking at.
Rubbish, rubbish, it's only a scratch.
It's a bit more than that.
Jenny would just fuss.
Well, at least let me get back to the car and get the first aid kit, yeah?
Look, there's no need. You bandage it up with your hanky and that'll do for now.
If you're sure.
I am. Let's just get the rest of these lambs weighed, shall we?
Oh, well done, Natalie. Good shot.
Afternoon, Alistair.
Oh, hello, Ian. Nice to see you here.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd just take a look. That's FD, is it? The rumours don't do him justice.
Not you as well. I don't think I'd have attracted more people if I'd said Alistair Cook was coming.
Well, he's very handsome too. I've just come to meet Adam. Ooh, there is quite a crowd.
Yeah. Training's not usually a spectator sport.
No.
It's amazing how many young women in the village just happen to be passing.
Well, have they not come to support the girls?
Oh, so they claim. Nick said she brought Jake and Mia because she thought they might be interested in joining one day.
Well, they might be.
Oh, yeah, but not for a while.
Well, be fair, it does seem to be mainly women watching the girls.
Well, that's only because Ifty's with them at the moment. His mate's over there with the lads.
Oh, yeah, I see. On the other side of the field. Not such a crowd.
No crowd at all.
Well, it's good the girls have turned up.
Oh, yeah. That's all down to Natalie. Most of her hockey team, I gather. She's got them all enthusiastic.
Oh, great.
And that was before she'd even met Ifty.
So she is genuinely here for the cricket.
Oh, yeah. Though I think seeing him in his cricket whites was a bit of a bonus.
Yeah, they look like they're having a good time anyway. And the other guy, does he teach too?
Oh, yeah, same school. Between them, they've really made this fun.
Certainly looks like it.
I'm hoping to pick up a few tips. I could do with the team being this enthusiastic about coming to Nets.
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Hi.
At last.
Sorry, I didn't think I'd be this late.
Nah, it's okay. I haven't been here that long myself.
Busy on the farm?
Yeah. And then there was a bit of an accident.
Why? What happened?
Brian, one of the lambs he was wearing got a bit frisky and knocked him over.
A lamb did?
They're quite big now. And some of them just don't like getting in that sling.
But, well, he's okay.
Oh, yeah. Just a bit winded and got a cut on his arm.
Yeah, still a shock, though.
Well, you know, Brian, I wasn't allowed to make a fuss.
Yeah, I bet Jennifer will.
If he tells her. Anyway, how's the training going?
Oh, pretty well. You can see for yourself.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Would it be okay if I left you to it, then? I'd like a quick word with Ifty.
Uh-huh, of course, yeah.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah.
Well, I hope Brian was grateful.
I think he was. I was quite worried about him for a moment.
Well, of course you were. I mean, you're very fond of him.
Sometimes I wonder.
And he is of you, I mean, despite everything.
Ah, maybe. But then he mentioned the Environment Agency, and it was back to normal. Or what passes for normal these days.
Yeah, that's a pity.
It was my fault. He said everything would be all right when they got the dairy decision, and I said that would depend what it was.
Well, that's fair enough. He knows what you think.
So I didn't really need to say it.
Well, he must be rattled, though, if it bothered him. Can't think it's a foregone conclusion.
I don't know. As far as I can gather from Mum, the Environment Agency's objections were quite technical, and it sounds like BL have done their best to meet them.
Have they?
Mum says they're prepared to tighten up on their pollution controls, and that will cost them.
But if Brian's prepared to do that, he must be worried.
I think he's just got a bit paranoid. He's not used to having to wait for what he wants.
No.
Call me cynical, but I don't think the agency would block such a big scheme unless they had very good practical reasons for it.
Adam, I've got some good news.
Yeah?
Ifty's been looking into grants. Thinks he might be able to get one to buy some equipment for this lot.
Well, that's great.
Ooh, not just a pretty face, then?
Far from it. Come on, come and meet him.
OK, I've got that. Anything else I need to put in the diary?
I don't think so. Better put Carl's coming.
That's tomorrow.
Well, you know how forgetful I can be.
And how are you going to put it in big red letters?
Ha, ha, ha. I might.
Well, don't let Amy see. That would spook her.
St George's Day tomorrow as well.
What?
Well, the bell ringers are doing their special peal.
Ah, of course.
Jill says Lily's really excited about ringing.
Well, she does throw herself into everything she tries, that one.
She does. Oh, you know, I'm going to be away for a couple of nights this week, don't you?
Wednesday and Thursday on your retreat.
Yeah, I'll be back by Friday lunchtime.
Oh, Wednesday. Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
What? Does it clash with something? I did tell you when I first booked it.
No, it's my plans that have changed. I've got to go to a Chamber of Commerce, do.
Well, we usually try to get out of those.
Well, I thought I had, but the senior partner can't go now, and he thinks that the firm should have a presence.
And you drew the short straw.
Yeah. Guest of honour's some local bigwig. I can't get out of it.
Well, I'm really sorry, love, but you know this has been set up for ages.
Oh, it doesn't matter. People can bring partners, but not everyone does. It's just having you there would have livened it up.
I'm not exactly going to be having a lively time myself, if that's any consolation.
So you say. I know what you and your clerical pals get up to when you get together.
Not on retreat. We should be sitting in silence over a frugal supper.
And I shall wish I was too.
Oh, I'm supposed to be seeing Linda at 5 tomorrow. I wonder if it's too late to rearrange.
Why, what hobby horse is she riding now?
Hmm? Oh, no, I don't mind seeing her. It's just, well, this place could do with a bit of a tidy up, don't you think?
Looks all right to me. You're not usually so... Oh, I see. It's because Carl's coming.
Well, I just thought I might run the vacuum around.
Honestly, Alan.
I just want to make a good impression.
Then relax. See Linda tomorrow and then go and sit peacefully on the green and listen to the bell ringers. I'll do the vacuuming.
Oh, mind if I join you?
No, that would be lovely.
Oh, it's a beautiful sound, isn't it?
Yes, so English. I wish Phil were here. He would have loved it.
Yes, he would.
It's his birthday.
Yes, of course.
He would have been so proud of Lily.
Neil says she's picking it up very quickly. He thinks she'll be one of the best bell ringers on the team eventually.
That's what she'd be aiming for. It was Elizabeth's birthday this weekend.
And Lily made that a special occasion?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Baked a cake, I suppose?
Oh, no, not a cake, Alan. A gâteau.
Oh, sorry. Because of her French trip.
Yes. Yeah. She loved it so much that the whole birthday tea was French themed.
Not just the gâteau, then?
No. She brought Elizabeth a lovely print from the Louvre for her present.
Oh, what a good idea.
Lily loved the Louvre. She wants them all to go to Paris for Elizabeth's next birthday.
What fun.
Freddie doesn't think so if it means going round a lot of museums. But Lily told him he could go up the Eiffel Tower while she and Elizabeth did that.
She's got it all covered, hasn't she?
Oh, yes. She doesn't really like to leave Freddie out of her plans. I know they squabble.
Well, it's only natural.
But they're very close, really. Especially if it's anything to do with Elizabeth.
Though Freddie helped with the birthday tea as well.
He did all the decorations under Lily's supervision. Elizabeth had a lovely afternoon. We all did.
The children must be a great comfort to her.
And to me. I was a bit down this morning.
Birthdays can be difficult.
But Lily, ringing at St. Stephen's on her grandfather's birthday, it seems very appropriate.
I'm sure it does.
Wow, this is a surprise.
Me sitting in the garden with a glass of wine?
Yeah.
It's a lovely evening.
I'm surprised you're home so early.
So am I.
And so relaxed. There's no paperwork to catch up on. No urgent farm stuff Tony remembered just as you were going out the door.
Nope. It's been a really good day.
Good. Pour us a glass of wine and you can tell me all about it.
There, that looks nice and cosy, don't you think?
Ah, yes.
All ready for our guest.
It's really nice of you to have come home early, Usha.
Well, I wanted to be here in good time.
Well, pity Dad doesn't feel the same way.
He'll be back, don't worry.
I don't know why he had to go and listen to the stupid bells. Doesn't he hear enough of them on a Sunday?
Well, perhaps he thought it would calm his nerves a bit.
His nerves?
Yeah. He wants to make a good impression on Carl.
Well, I want him to as well, but he's not going to do that if he's not here, is he?
So Neil and I are planning to give the wildlife bit of the churchyard a good tidy up this week.
Well, it is getting a bit overgrown.
And Linda's going to have a blitz on the notice boards. We've got to have it looking all spick and span for the Jubilee.
You must be busy with Britain in Bloom going on as well.
That's just ticking over at the moment. People are still catching up on their promises from the auction.
Oh, yes.
I've got Ed and George coming round this evening to do a slug patrol for me.
Rather them than me.
Georgie's looking forward to it. He's got some very inventive ideas about how to dispose of the slugs. Oh. Lovely, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Harry was talking to me about his promise, actually.
Oh, yes.
He keeps offering to do his gardening for Sabrina Thwaite, and she keeps putting him off.
Does she now?
Now, Jill.
I told you. She's waiting for the warmer weather.
Honestly.
So Harry's more likely to take his shirt off. If I was a bit younger, I might have put in a bid for him myself. There. That was wonderful.
Mm.
Well, I'd better get round and congratulate Lily. Are you coming?
Well, Oh, good heavens, is that the time? No, I'd better not. Could you pass on my thanks to the bell ringers?
Yes, of course.
Tell them how much I enjoyed it. I would have come in to tell them myself, but...
They'll understand. You're a busy man.
It was the cold I noticed most when I came.
Yes, that's what my nan says.
Mine too.
Even the hottest summer here, the sun doesn't have the same strength. I still miss the African sun, the way it brings the colours out. Everything seemed so drab here to start with.
Oh, Gran says that too, like God had switched the lights off.
My nan says her first winter, when it started getting dark at 4 o'clock, she thought the end of the world had come.
Oh, did she?
She might be exaggerating just a tiny little bit. She likes to play up her exotic Caribbean roots, make life a bit more interesting for the other residents in her home.
Well, I'm sure she does. She sounds like quite a character.
Oh, she is. Very frail now, but still a force to be reckoned with. Nan says jump, we say how high.
Carl goes to see her every weekend.
I can listen to her stories for hours. Muse myself by trying to work out which ones are true.
I can imagine.
Would you like to see her? Carl's got a picture on his phone.
Oh, that's right. Reveal all my guilty secrets. Expose me for the sentimental old softy I am.
Well, I think that's charming. May I see it?
Of course. There she is.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, what a strong face. Wonderful cheekbones.
Don't you think Carl looks like her?
A bit younger, I hope. Though I'll take the cheekbones.
So where were your grandparents from in Jamaica?
Mandeville, up in the hills.
But isn't that where Mabel comes from, Amy?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Meant to be, my nan would say.
Oh, Alan will be so interested.
If he ever turns up.
Oh, he will. You said any time after six and it's only about...
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
I really didn't mean to be late.
Oh, Dad, where have you been?
I'm so sorry, sweetheart. You must be Carl. I do apologise.
No need. Pleased to meet you, sir. Oh,
sorry I wasn't here to greet you.
I said any time after six.
Oh, come on, Amy. It's only 10 past.
And he's here now, which is the important thing.
Yeah.
I expect you were held up on church business.
Well, not exactly, though I was listening to the bells.
The bells? Oh, honestly, Dad.
My grandmother is so impressed I'm going out with a pastor's daughter.
Carl's grandmother comes from Mandeville.
Oh, really? But that's where Amy's grandmother's from.
Yes, Dad, we've done that.
What a fantastic coincidence, though, Amy.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And your grandfather, too?
Yes, but he's dead, sadly.
But they might have known each other. When did they come over?
About 1950. Birmingham City Council sent a recruiting film around the islands. Come to sunny Birmingham.
You've got to be kidding.
No, actually, I think that's one of my Nan's stories that is true.
So, you know I had all that trouble with the polytunnel order?
Yeah.
All sorted. They've promised to fast-track it.
So, how much is that again?
About £5,000, but it'll pay for itself in 3 years.
Really?
It's got a roller door and a good seal. We'll be able to use it all year round.
Mm.
Mm. And the good news is, because of the delay, I managed to get them to throw in a few extras. Insect netting.
Oh, great.
And a shade net to experiment with.
Well done. Best deal of the day.
Not even close. Underwoods have increased their order for sausages.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That is a triumph. After all that trouble you had with Doug Somerville.
According to him, it's his words of wisdom that put me back on the right track.
He is unbelievable.
Mm. Well, that's still not the best deal, though.
Oh, go on. Tell me then. It must be good. You're looking so smug.
I got our feed supplier to agree to a discount.
You're kidding. Tom, that is brilliant.
I'm pleased with it myself.
So you should be.
Although, I have to say, they told me that no one had ever tried to get one before.
Your dad hadn't.
Apparently not.
But surely that's always worth a try.
I know. But it shows how much untapped potential there must be in the farm. It
certainly does if your dad's been paying list price all these years.
And that's just tinkering. I mean, think what I could do if I really got stuck in.
Mm, the sky's the limit. I never doubted that.
Mm, I know you didn't. That's been all that's kept me going sometimes.
Oh, Tom. Mm.
And then, the icing on the cake. The police have found my quad bike.
Fabulous! What a day!
Yep. Maybe I should give David a ring and tell him about the bike. Call off the farm watchdogs.
Oh, it'll keep till tomorrow. You just sit here and enjoy the warm glow of a good day's work.
Ah, that does sound appealing.
Another glass of wine?
Yes, please. There is just one fly in the ointment.
What's that?
I'm not really making as much headway as I'd like on the ready meals. I don't have time.
Well, maybe you should put them on hold.
Do you think so?
It's worth considering, just until you've got time to do them properly.
Maybe.
Anyway, cheers. To Tom's successful day. And many more of them.
Cheers.
Nan says you had to approach people with a sort of dignified wariness.
Because you didn't know if they were going to be racist or not, yes.
That's a good way of describing it.
Not easy to do, though.
No, it was Nan's ideal. Not sure she always lived up to it.
Well, it's hard, turning the other cheek. It's too hard sometimes.
Well, you have to try or they've won.
Well, when you three have quite finished putting the world to rights...
Oh, babe, we're going to be late for our film, aren't
yeah.
we?
Oh, sorry, love, you should have said.
That's all right.
You were very quiet.
I was listening.
She's just struck dumb to hear me serious for once.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true. Really nice to have met you, Carl.
You too, sir.
Alan, please.
Lovely to see you again, Carl.
And you. Thank you for your hospitality.
Oh, it was only a cup of tea and a biscuit.
We've got to offer you something more substantial next time you come.
Maybe you'd like to come round for a meal.
Nothing I'd like better.
Well, talk it over with Amy and we'll make a date.
See you soon, then.
Looking forward to it.
I shan't be late, then.
Oh.
Bye, Usha.
Bye.
Bye, love. Well. Oh, what a nice young man.
I told you he was lovely.
And he really seems to have feelings for Amy.
He was so sweet with her when you were late. Telling her it didn't matter.
He was sweet with me. I'll have to try and make it up to her.
You already have. What do you think that big kiss she gave you was about?
Nice to be able to share Catherine's memories.
Yes.
Mabel's going to be so pleased Amy's going out with someone with Jamaican roots.
Mabel is going to be buying a hat.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Amy's found a thoughtful, intelligent man who makes her happy. That'll do to be going on with.
Any coffee going, Mum?
There will be soon. The Gran's coming round. I thought we'd wait till she got here.
Oh, right.
But if you're desperate...
No, no, I can wait. Could you sling me the kitchen roll, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. These are a right mess. Should have left them outside.
What have you been doing?
Shifting that muck.
Oh, Dad'll be pleased. I think he was on the point of going out to do it himself.
I know. I shall be able to get on with some of these routine jobs quicker now I've got the office sorted a bit.
Good.
The new systems are paying dividends already. I've got a discount on the feed.
Tom, that's great. How much?
10%.
Fantastic. Well done.
Where's Dad now?
In the office, catching up on some paperwork.
Right.
I think he feels guilty now he's only doing a bit of the milking.
He doesn't need to. It's not so bad at the moment. Had a pretty good day yesterday. Got a lot done. There, that's better.
That sounds like it. Have you got this discount?
I really think things are back on track. Except for the ready meals.
Yeah, you haven't been able to spend much time on them lately, have you?
No. I was talking to Brenda about it last night.
Oh, yeah?
She thinks if I feel I can't do them properly at the moment, I should put them on hold for a while.
What do you think?
I'd like to carry on, if I can. I don't want to lose the momentum.
And if you're sure you can manage it on top of everything else.
Yeah. The way things are going, I think I can.
Yes, yeah, I will. Thanks for letting me know. Okay. Right, bye.
Trouble?
Well, let's hope not. It was a guy from Farmwatch.
Not another theft?
Not yet, no, but he's seen a car parked in a secluded spot near Home Farm.
And?
Well, he didn't recognise it, that's all. Maybe I'll give Adam or Brian a ring about it.
I'll finish your coffee first. They're not going to try anything in broad daylight with people around.
Well, did sound more like they were casing the joint.
Casing the joint? Get you, Korjak.
You know what I mean.
Probably just someone who's gone for a walk.
Yeah, it could be. How's the slurry tank coming on then? Did you go and have a look?
Good. I think they'll be finished by the end of the week.
They have put 3 men on the job.
There'll still be a few weeks before we can use it.
I know.
Oh, well. It's got to be done.
All that money, just because of a few badgers.
Yeah.
Pip get off all right this morning?
Yeah, in plenty of time. They really like her at Bridge Farm. Tom was saying she's been a real asset.
Yeah, I know. And Bill Oldfield's come up trumps with that extra bit of marketing work when Hassel the Lamb went down the tubes.
Our daughter, the marketing expert.
Yeah. You know, in some ways, it would be good if she and Josh didn't both want to work on the farm.
Hmm?
It'd be a lot easier that way.
You can't choose Josh over Pip automatically, David.
No, I'm not saying that.
And anyway, what about Ben?
Okay. You know, I'm just musing. It's early days yet anyway, isn't it? I think we should encourage them in whatever they want to do.
Hi, Dad. Gran's here.
Oh, is she here? Oh, good. I'll just finish this.
What's that, then?
Oh, that purchase order we were talking about last week.
Oh, thanks. It's much quicker the new way, isn't it?
Oh, quicker the old way for me.
Right. You didn't even use the buying history tool.
No, it all seemed a bit complicated.
Well, not really,
Dad. Oh, don't worry, I've done it now. You coming for coffee?
In a minute. I've got to ring David, tell him my quad bike's been found.
Oh, yes.
I won't be long. You go ahead.
Right you are.
Right. Let's see what kind of deal he got this time. Oh, Dad! What's the point? Oh, well.
Hello?
Hi, David. It's Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Is this a good time?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got some good news. My quad bike's been found.
Oh, great! So what happened?
Bloke over at Webster Bridge was advertising one on the internet. The police thought it was a bit suspicious.
Right.
I think they've had their eye on him for some time. Anyway, they took it off him and I went along and had a look.
And you could tell that it was yours?
Yep. There was that dent in the bull bars. I've never been so grateful for Jazza's careless driving.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what happens now?
The guy's being charged with possession of stolen goods.
Uh-huh. And did he say who he got it from?
No, he wouldn't tell them.
But the police don't think that he's the one who took it?
No, but they're hoping him being arrested might scare the rest of the gang off.
Well, let's hope so. I had a call about a car parked up at Home Farm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Farm Watch bloke rang. I can't reach Adam or Brian, so I think I'd better take a look myself.
Maybe you should.
Anyway, I'm really glad you got your quad back.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to have some good news.
Things still a bit tough for you?
They were going better, or so I thought.
Oh, so what happened?
Dad.
Oh.
Maybe I'm overreacting. But it's just so hard for him to grasp anything new.
He is still recovering from a heart attack, Tom.
I know, but it's just frustrating. I don't have time to redo what he's done. There's so much else I should be getting on with.
So things are quite tense at Home Farm.
I can imagine.
With Alice waiting for her exam results and Brian waiting to hear from the Environment Agency.
Oh, I'm surprised he is.
Maybe it's a good sign. Perhaps they've seen sense.
He's got a BL board meeting on Thursday. He'll need to know by then.
Well, they must be getting impatient.
Yeah, they are. He says if the decision doesn't go his way, he might have to resign.
Really?
There's no need to sound quite so pleased, Pat.
No, sorry.
Well, how are things here this week? I hope you're not doing too much, Tony.
Oh, no. I've cut back on the milking.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it. I always thought that was too soon. So, have you got someone in to help?
No, Tom's doing it.
Really? Isn't that rather a strain for him, with everything else he's got to do?
Oh, he seems to be coping.
Well, I hope his own projects aren't suffering.
Hi, Gran.
Hello.
I hope there's some coffee left in that pot for me.
Oh, yes. We saved you some biscuits.
Ah. Your ears must have been burning. Your gran was just talking about you.
Oh, complimentary, I hope.
Well, I'm so impressed by your ready meals. Just what Bridge Farm needs to be doing. Opening up new markets.
Oh, that's all very well, Mum.
Well, thank you, but I'm afraid they might have to go on the back burner for the time being.
Oh, that's not what you said earlier.
I've been thinking it over. Brenda's right. If I want to give them my full attention, it would be better to wait until things have calmed down a bit on the farm.
That's what Brenda thought. Sensible girl.
More or less. She said the market for them isn't going anywhere.
Maybe not, but it seems a pity.
Yeah, you were so keen.
Before I went into the office and realised how the paperwork was piling up again.
Oh, you really don't need to worry about that. Leave it all to me.
That's kind, Dad, but...
No, it's not kind. It's a question of priorities. I want you to be free to get on with the really important stuff.
But, Tony...
It's the perfect weather for drilling the carrots, for example.
Oh, Tony, let the boy have a cup of coffee.
It's all right, Mum. I was thinking the same thing.
Ah, good lad.
But you don't need to worry about the paperwork, Dad. We're pretty much up to speed now.
Hello, hello. Hope you haven't been waiting long.
No, only just got here myself. I didn't think you'd be this quick.
Well, I took a look round and there was nothing to see.
No suspicious car?
Not that I saw. And then I bumped into Adam and he said he'd look himself.
Probably just someone who got lost trying to find the fishing lake or something.
Yeah, probably. So, shall we take a look at this grass?
More coffee, Peggy. I could make another pot.
No, I should be getting back. I kept you from your work long enough.
I don't think Bridge Farm will grind to a halt if I take another 10 minutes to have a cup of coffee with you.
Don't they need you in the dairy?
Oh, Clary and Susan can cope. I'm so much happier about the dairy now Clary's back. That was one good thing that came out of Tony's heart attack.
Still, you must be stretched too, with Tony still only working part-time.
Well, that's harder for Tom.
Yes.
But Tony's making good progress now. He's looking much better, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Much better than last week, certainly.
I think so.
But that doesn't mean he should try to do too much too quickly.
I think he learnt that lesson with the milking.
And he doesn't need to, when he's got Tom to rely on.
No. Though we don't want Tom to overstretch himself either.
I entirely agree. but I'm not sure you're making the best use of his time.
How do you mean?
Tony could let Tom take over more of the strategic planning for the farm.
We're all involved in that. Helen, too, of course.
It just seems a waste of Tom's talents to keep him sitting on a tractor.
I agree with you, but unfortunately, at the moment, I'm afraid that's where we need him.
Well, I know that's what Tony thinks.
Well, we do appreciate how lucky we are to have him. He always puts the farm first.
Of course he does. That wasn't what I meant exactly.
Even if it means putting his own plans on hold. I'm very touched he's going to tell Hef he wants to delay his ready meals launch. They mean a lot to him.
And not just to him. That line isn't separate from Bridge Farm, just a hobby of Tom's.
I know.
That kind of thing is vital to your future.
We realise that.
Maybe you do, Pat. But Tony seems to think it's some kind of add-on.
I don't think that's fair. He doesn't doubt Tom's commitment to the farm.
I'm sure he doesn't. That isn't really what I'm talking about.
I reckon a couple more weeks should do it.
I think so too.
We'll keep an eye on it, but we should be ready to start mid-May.
And then we'll be very busy.
Yeah.
No time for all this farm watch stuff.
Well, the gang will probably be long gone by then.
I hope so. We can't have you rushing round the county all the time just because someone's parked their car in the wrong place.
All the time? It's a bit of an exaggeration.
A lot of fuss for one stolen quad bike.
It was a wake-up call. At least it made everyone review their security arrangements.
I suppose that's true.
I mean, that might be exactly what put the thieves off.
All right, you win. Prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, you're right, though. We do need to keep it in proportion. First things first, and more importantly, I better get started on greasing the forage harvester.
So I wanted to ring and tell you straight away. It is such good news.
Come on, then.
Your father's heard from the council, and the dairy plans have got the go-ahead.
Oh, that's great, Mum.
Oh, it is such a relief.
How's Adam taking it?
Oh, well, he's very quiet. I think he knew it would probably go ahead.
Yeah.
But you know your father. Until it was official, he couldn't really relax. And he said he would have had to resign from the board if the plans had been turned down.
Yeah, I know.
That would have been terrible. I can't imagine what it would have done to him.
Well, tell him congratulations from me.
Yes, I will, darling. Well, actually, you don't sound very pleased.
No, I am.
Oh, is it because of Adam? I know that's difficult for all of us.
No, it's not that. Well, I've got some news to tell you myself, Mum.
Oh, yes?
Chris's van was broken into overnight.
Oh, good heavens, how awful. What did it take?
Just a few tools.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
Yeah, Chris doesn't think so. He's furious with himself for leaving them in there.
He can't take everything into the house every night.
Yeah, well, that's what I said, but we knew there were thieves about.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
Oh, well, I just remembered. David came up yesterday, and he said someone saw a car parked in an odd place on our land and was a bit suspicious.
Oh, I wish they'd have told Chris.
And Adam had a look around, and David did as well, and they couldn't find anything.
Well, when was this? They probably saw the van then, before Chris went out in it.
Well, at least they didn't take the van itself.
Yeah, I know, but it's still pretty bad.
He can buy more tools, surely, and hey, the insurance will cover it.
It's not just that. They made a real mess of the lock.
Oh, well, I imagine they did.
So not only is it going to be expensive to fix, but it means the van might be out of action for a couple of days at least.
Well, yes.
So he's having to rearrange work.
Well, of course.
And the van was practically new. It was his pride and joy. We went through a lot to get it.
Horrible for you both. So it was actually broken into overnight?
Yes, I said.
And he found it in the morning?
Yes, Mum.
Well, then why on earth didn't you ring us straight away?
Well, we had a lot to do. Phone the police. Chris had to get in touch with people he was going to see today. It took hours.
Well, even so.
It was lucky I was working at home so I could help him. I thought about ringing, but I didn't want to bother you.
Darling, it happened on home farm land. And your father and Adam needed to know.
We're only just on it. You know Chris has to park the van at the end of the lane. It's too big to turn into the gate in front of the cottages. Actually, maybe Dad could do something about that. We'd be much safer if we could park outside.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't parked outside. Who knows what might have happened?
Well, Chris might have heard them and stopped them.
Yes, and he might have got hurt. Broken locks can be mended.
Maybe you're right.
Look, darling, I'll come round and I'll bring your father and he can help Christopher.
Well, he doesn't need any help.
Well, there'll be paperwork.
Oh, he's on top of it and I'm fine. You see, this is why I didn't ring you. I knew you'd fuss.
Of course, I'm concerned.
Yeah, OK. But anyway, Mum, I've got some good news too. I got my exam results. I've passed.
Usha! Oh, how lovely to see you. I hoped you might be coming.
Hello, Annabelle.
Is Alan with you?
No.
I'm on my own too. We can keep each other company.
That would be nice.
So what's Alan's excuse?
He's on a retreat.
Oh, well, I suppose you can't argue with that.
Well, it's not really his kind of thing anyway.
I can imagine.
To be honest, I'm a bit nervous when I do bring him.
In case he starts quizzing people about bankers' bonuses and third world debts.
Something like that.
Might have livened things up. It's not exactly buzzing, is it?
Oh, it's early. I don't think everybody's here yet.
Then there won't be a queue at the bar. Shall we go and get a drink?
I must be here somewhere.
Here's your tea. What are you looking for?
The insurance papers for the van. I sorted them all out before I went to work. Put them in a green file.
Oh, yes, I moved it.
You moved it?
Well, I needed to use the table to work on my project.
I need that file. If I don't get the insurance sorted...
Yeah, and I needed to work on my project. You know it's going to make all the difference to my final grade.
Yeah, so where is it?
In the bedroom, safely out of the way.
All right.
I knew you'd need it. You just asked me nicely instead of snapping at me.
I'm sorry. It's just...
Oh, yeah. I know.
I'm still kicking myself, but I shouldn't take it out on you.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, I forgive you.
Suppose the insurance won't pay out because I left them there. Or because of where I had to park it.
Well, it was all locked up.
Yeah, and I was told it was burglar-proof. Not a very good start, is it?
Yeah, well, it could have happened to anyone, so don't beat yourself up about it.
No. Listen to me moaning on when we should be celebrating your exam results.
Well, we can do that now. I know something that would take your mind off your troubles.
I know you do.
Amy, darling!
Mum!
Jennifer.
What are you doing here? I told you we didn't need
any... I've come to celebrate with you. And to commiserate, of course. And I brought some wine. Oh, could you get us some glasses, please, Christopher?
Again.
There's a bit of a crush at the bar now.
I'll manage. You go and network.
I have spotted a couple of BL board members. I should just check they've heard the good news.
Brian must be pleased.
Understatement. But this is just the start, really.
Yes.
We've got a board meeting tomorrow. I'd like a word ahead of that.
Well, I can leave you to it if you'd like.
No, it won't take me long. I don't want to get stuck with them all night.
Right you are. I'll get the drinks then.
Thanks. See you later.
See you. Oh,
easy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you didn't spill... Carl!
Usha, what are you doing here?
Well, I've come for my firm.
Oh, right. Yes, I see.
What a nice surprise.
Yes. I didn't realise there would be lawyers here.
It is the Chamber of Commerce. Where there's money, you usually find lawyers, I'm afraid.
Yes, of course. I should have thought of that.
So, you've come for your firm too, I presume?
That's right. Well, to be honest, I'm doing my boss a bit of a favour.
I see.
Has Alan come with you?
No.
Good. I mean, it would probably be quite boring for him, wouldn't it?
Well, probably, but that isn't why he didn't come. He's gone on a retreat.
Oh, safely out of the way then.
Yes. And you couldn't bring Amy, could you?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, what a pity she's on nights.
Yes, it is. Otherwise, I would have bought her, of course.
Oh, well, we'll just have to amuse ourselves.
That would be lovely, only I've got to get these drinks to a couple of potential customers.
Ah, yes, of course.
Lovely to see you, though, Usha. Hope to see you later.
Yes, I hope so too.
Oh, Oh, do come and join us, Chris.
Yes, yes, have a top-up.
In a minute. I'd just like to get this straight first.
I'm so excited about your exam results, darling.
Oh, I only know I've passed, Mum.
Only?
Well, I shan't know whether it's with distinction until they mark my project.
Of course you'll be distinguished. You are already.
Yes, and it means you can really start your job search.
Yeah, I can.
So, what exactly are you going to be looking for?
Well, be factory-based at first. Mm-hmm. Development engineer, project engineer, safety systems engineer.
Oh, my daughter, the engineer.
My wife, the engineer.
Well, it's nice you're both so proud of me, but well, she'll be happy when I've got my project finished.
Mm. Your father's taking me out to dinner tomorrow to celebrate his good news.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, but it would be nicer if you came too.
Oh, I don't know, Mum.
Well, we could make it a joint celebration and, oh, Christopher too, of course.
Sorry, Jennifer. I'm afraid I had the same idea. Oh. I've already booked us a table.
Oh. Oh, Chris. Oh, that's so sweet. You never said.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
Oh, well, another time perhaps.
Oh, how lovely. I am being spoilt. Yeah.
That's if I ever get through this paperwork. Maybe I'll take it in the bedroom. Leave you to it.
Oh, no, no, don't do that. Mum's just going.
Am I?
Well, Dad'll be wanting to crack open a bottle of something, won't he?
Oh, well, I suppose he might.
You can't leave him to celebrate all on his own. I've got Chris.
Yes, yes, I suppose so. Well, maybe I had better be getting back.
It was lovely of you to come, though, Mum.
Yeah, thanks for the wine.
Oh, that's all right. We must certainly fix up something else, though.
We will. I'll get your coat.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Send Brian my congratulations on steering the dairy project through, Jennifer.
Yeah, I will, yes.
Here we are.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, I like this blue, Mum. Your father chose it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. Well, see you tomorrow then, Alice, I hope.
Yeah, you will. I'll pop over, congratulate Dad. Right, bye now. Go carefully and thanks again, Mum.
Oh, that's all right. Bye, darling.
Bye.
Very tactfully done. I thought she'd never go.
No chance. Not when we've got unfinished business.
We have.
Yes. So why don't you leave those boring forms and come over here?
Yeah. Why don't I?
That's for taking me out to dinner. So, where are we going?
I have no idea. Wherever you like.
Oh, you said you'd booked a table.
I wasn't going to have your mum steal a march on me, was I?
Sorry. That took longer than I thought. Once Martin gets going.
Oh, that's all right. Here's your drink.
Thanks. Oh, I needed that. I've been people watching. Oh, do you know Rochelle?
Rochelle. Is that her name? No, I was just admiring her dress.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? So elegant. She always looks wonderful.
She is very beautiful.
Brainy, too. Hotshot lawyer with a North Borsetshire property firm. The sky's the limit for Rochelle.
Really?
Yes, no one knows how she does it. Her husband seems to cope, though.
Right.
Yeah. He's in a pretty high-powered job himself. But she still manages to forge ahead in her career and stay married. Amazing.
Yeah. So, the man standing next to her...
Oh, yes, yeah. That's her husband. Carl, I think his name is.
Yes.
Do you know him?
I wouldn't say that. We have met.
And he's gorgeous, too. Talk about having it all. Doesn't it make you sick?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, David. Are you busy?
No. Just finished seeing to the lambs. Is there a problem?
Well, maybe. I got a call from Jeff. He was on his way home when he saw a van plus a truck and low loader parked by our polytunnels.
A low loader? That is suspicious.
Yeah. Anyway, I rang the police and they said they'll come when they can.
But you want to have a look yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, only Brian's in Feltbusham. He's had a BL board meeting and then Mum's going to meet him for dinner.
Right, I'll come over then.
Oh, great, would you mind? I'm sorry to keep you from your supper.
No, that's fine. I'll tell Ruth I might be late.
Thanks. I'll meet you by the polytunnels.
Okay, but be careful, Adam. If you see anything unusual, wait for me.
No, I will.
Oh, hi, Usha.
Amy, hi. Good day.
Yes, thank you. How about you? Did you sleep well?
Yeah, when I finally got the chance.
You were late.
I was.
I was hoping to see you at breakfast.
I didn't get back till gone 9. Bit of an emergency. Oh,
I thought there might be. I hope it had a good outcome.
Oh, yeah, the baby was born safely, but I couldn't just leave in the last stages.
You're very conscientious.
Yeah, then I had to explain to day shift what had happened, and of course that took a while.
Yeah. I'm sorry I missed you.
That's nice for you. Babies seem to like arriving in the early hours.
Yeah, but you've got a bit of time before you set off back to the hospital.
Yeah. Just need these carrots to cook. Do you want to get started on yours?
No, I can wait. So, this is your last night shift this week.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Are you on nights next week?
No, not until next weekend.
Well, Carl will be pleased. Easier for you to see each other.
It will be, yeah.
Must be difficult for him when you're working nights.
Well, he's very good about it.
Is he? So, what does he do with himself?
Sits at home and pines for me, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the tone.
Adam, I can't see you, mate. All this low loader. Can you give me a ring back and... Oh, hang on a minute. Yes, I can see the van. Big white one, is that right? Oh, there's two blokes just getting into it. I'll call you back.
Oi! Hey, you two! Hang on a minute! Wait! I said wait! What do you think you... Oh!
Well, I suppose I better be making tracks.
No, finish your coffee. I'll clear away your supper things.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I must say, I'll be glad when tonight's over. It's been a tough week.
Yeah. So, have you and Carl got plans for when you finish nights?
For next week, yeah. It'd be great.
Not this weekend?
No, he's going to see his nan.
All weekend?
Yeah. He wants to take her out for the day.
He does spend a lot of time with her.
He does.
And going back to North Borsetshire every weekend.
Pretty much.
Very devoted.
I know. One of the things I like about him, actually, he's a real family man.
Yeah. Amy.
I'm so glad that you and Dad liked him too. That meant a lot to me.
I know it did.
And it was lovely Carl and Dad got on so well. When's he back?
Tomorrow lunchtime.
You've missed him, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I could tell. You haven't been your normal, cheery self at all.
No. I'm going to be glad to see him. Very glad indeed.
Adam? Adam? Where are you? Come on.
I'm sorry I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the tone.
Adam, please pick up. I'm getting worried. I saw the blokes in the van. I tried to stop them and they nearly ran me over. Just let me know that... Oh, my God. Adam! Can you hear me? Adam, it's David. Adam, come on, mate. Oh, God. Adam!
Emergency services. Which service do you require?
I need an ambulance. Fast!
Lovely. Ooh,
good choice, darling.
Well, we've got something to celebrate, haven't we?
We have.
I can't tell you how glad I am that board meeting's over, with the decision going down to the wire like that.
Well, the board must have been very pleased.
Some of them were.
Only some?
No, the plans got through, that was the main thing.
Oh, of course it was.
I think they were half hoping it'd get turned down.
Well, they might at least have accepted defeat graciously, now it's a done deal.
Well, they might, but they didn't.
Well, I think it's outrageous. You should have got a vote of thanks all the work you put in.
Well, I did, actually.
Oh, I should think so, too.
Eventually. I think Annabelle had to do a bit of arm twisting, but never mind, it's minuted.
I don't suppose you had time to discuss gifting that field to the village for the Jubilee, did you?
Oh, yes, yes, we did. No, I was determined to bring that up.
What happened?
Oh, we passed it.
That is good news. Everyone will be pleased.
Yeah. Now I must let Jim know.
Surprised it went through so easily.
Well, it's quite a small field. I don't think half the board realise it belonged to Borges de Lanne.
It's a kind of thank you, isn't it? For you.
It's more about good PR, really. I don't suppose the opposition to the dairy is going to go away.
No. No, I don't suppose it is.
Oh, well, let's forget it for this evening. Relax for once. Cheers, darling.
So, while my colleague's dealing with your friend, if I could take a few details.
It's my cousin, actually. Well, kind of.
It'd help us to know exactly what happened.
There have been these thefts from farms, you see.
Yes, he said.
Only that's why I was there, because Adam had asked me to come up. I'd been looking for him, and then I saw these men in a van. They tried to run me down.
Are you hurt?
No, no, I'm not hurt. I jumped out of the way. And then, well, I found Adam. He's lying on the ground, unconscious, bleeding. I couldn't rouse him.
You did the right thing calling us out.
Well, the operator told me what to do until you came, so I checked his airways.
Good.
And then I tried to stop the bleeding. I got some rags from the car. That's all I had.
You did very well. I know that wound looks nasty, but it's stopped bleeding now.
But it's on his head, and he's still unconscious.
We'll know more when we get him to the hospital.
Okay.
So, we'll give him some oxygen, put him in a collar, get him strapped down and take him to A&E.
Okay. Should I come?
I think you need to stay and talk to the police.
Yes, yes, of course I should.
Don't suppose they'll be long.
And then I can come to the hospital.
And while you're waiting, maybe you could notify anyone else who needs to know.
Such a pity that Alice and Christopher couldn't come this evening.
Yeah, perhaps we should wait to celebrate till she's got her final result.
Yes, maybe. You know, she's talking about starting to look for a job.
Oh, good idea. Sooner the better, the way things are at the moment.
It's a pity, though, that she has to restrict herself to Borsetshire.
Well, she can't do much else now Christopher's taken over Ronnie's business.
No, I know. But as you say, with the economic situation the way it is, Well, it's a shame that she can't...
Sorry. Let me just see who this is.
Right.
Oh, David. I wonder what he wants.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Nah, he can leave a message. I'll check it later.
Oh, you might as well answer while we wait for the main course. Never know, it could be important.
So, that's all I know at the moment. I'll let you know when I've got more news. Yeah, okay. All right, bye, love. Bye-bye.
David! Oh, thank goodness we found you.
Where's Adam? Where'd they take
him? No, calm down, darling. Look, let's just give David a chance to tell us what the situation is.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No. Well, listen, basically, someone seems to have knocked him on the head.
What, these thieves, we presume?
Yeah.
Well, why did he tackle them alone? I mean, why didn't he wait for you?
I wish he had. I got there as soon as I could, Jennifer.
I'm sure you did. So there's a head wound.
Yeah, and he is still unconscious, I'm afraid.
He's still... Oh, Brian!
Okay, darling.
What are they doing about it?
Well, they've taken him in to assess him, to decide what to do next.
And you know where they've taken him?
Oh, yeah, no, I just came out to phone Ruth and wait for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank goodness you were there.
Absolutely.
And we can go in now, and you can show us where he is.
Yeah, no, of course, but have you rung Ian? We shan't be able to do that inside, and I didn't have his number.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, well, we rang him straight away. Oh, poor Ian.
Well, he's on his way. Now, David, have you spoken to the police?
Well, yeah, just briefly, but I've got to go in tomorrow and give them a fuller statement.
I hope they catch them.
Yes, so do I.
You got a good look at them?
Very good. They tried to run me down.
David, how awful.
So there were two of them?
Yeah, it was the driver and one passenger.
But no one you knew?
No, but I'd recognise them if I saw them.
Oh, come on, let's go in, please. I just want to see Adam. I've rung Alice.
Oh, good.
And I said we'd let her know when we had some more news. Where's Ian gone?
Oh, he's gone to get us all a coffee. David's gone with him.
Well, David should go home. He must be shattered.
Yeah, but he wants to wait until the doctor's spoken to us.
Oh, I wish they'd hurry up. I mean, what are they doing in there?
Oh, they're looking after Adam. You know that, darling.
Yes, but the longer it
gets... Mrs. Aldridge?
Yes, that's right. Have you got some news for us?
I can give you an update, yes. Oh. I've just spoken to Adam's partner.
Oh, good.
I know how anxious you must be.
Oh, we are.
So, what's the situation?
We're helping Adam with his breathing.
Oh, good heavens. Oh,
don't worry. That's quite routine.
But he hasn't regained consciousness.
I'm afraid not, no. So we're going to do a CT scan of his brain.
Well, what for?
It should tell us how serious the injury is, if there's a blood clot or bleeding into the brain.
Oh, but surely that's very dangerous, isn't it?
There may be none of these things, but as he hasn't regained consciousness, we need to check.
So what happens then?
A neurosurgeon will assess the scan.
A surgeon? Mm. You're going to operate?
Well, that depends what the scan tells us. It may not be necessary. And the medical team are doing everything they can for Adam.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
But brain surgery. Brian,
no, I... Come on, darling, come on. You heard what the doctor said. It may not come to that. We just have to hope for the best.
Come in.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Alan, darling, what a lovely surprise.
I made quite good time. I thought I'd drop in on my way home.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Oh, it's good to see you.
Well, that's nice. Amy was right then.
Amy?
Yeah, she texted me. She said you were pining for me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, she's in love herself now. She knows how it feels.
Yeah. Are you in a rush to get home?
Not particularly.
Give me 20 minutes to finish what I'm doing here, then I could come out for coffee.
All right, that's fine. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll go and sit in the cathedral for a bit, and then we can have coffee in the crypt, right?
Well, I've got to hand it to you, love. You've got us all worried, even Brian. If you were looking for a way to take his eye off the ball with a derry... This is a cracker.
Oh, Ian, has he?
No. I'm afraid not, Jennifer. He's still unconscious.
Oh, I heard voices and I thought...
Yeah, I was just talking to him like they told us to do.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard to keep it going though, isn't it? Finding things to say.
I've been talking any old rubbish. I'm hoping he'll get so annoyed he'll wake up and just tell me to shut it.
Well, it does help. I did it with Brian when he had his car accident.
But you think the talking helped?
Well, it must have. When he properly regained consciousness, he could... You know, he could remember some of the things I'd said, even though he didn't show any sign of it at the time.
I'd better be careful what I say, then.
I'm sure you are.
That's the same thing over and over. That I love him. And I want him to come back.
Oh, yeah?
If he'd just stir... See him lying there like this?
I know.
Well, it must be awful for you. I mean, you've done it once already.
No, twice. Brian got injured by a cow. It left him with epilepsy for a time.
Heavens. I didn't know that.
No, well, he doesn't like it talked about. But that's why we were so worried the second time. We thought it might come back.
It must have been dreadful for you.
Yeah. But at least with Brian, it wasn't done deliberately.
Yeah. Yeah, this was no accident. It's deliberate, mindless, brutal. If I could get my hands on the men who did this...
Yeah, well, Brian feels the same. And David's gone to look at photos with the police.
I hope he recognises them. That will be something.
But I don't care what happens to them as long as he wakes up.
Yeah. I know. You make these bargains, don't you?
Do you want to go home for a while? I can take over now, and when Brian comes
no,
in...
No. It's all right.
But you've been here all night. You haven't slept.
I want to be here when Adam wakes up. I mean, that must be soon, mustn't it?
Oh, Ian.
I mean, it must. I mean, they said he didn't need surgery, so, I mean, there can't be anything really wrong.
Well, I hope not.
He'll wake up soon. I know he will.
So then they want you to show you the photos of possible suspects?
Yeah, they projected them on this really big screen so I could take a really good look.
Rogues gallery.
There certainly were some rogues there by the look of them.
Including the men you saw?
Oh yeah, both of them. The driver and his passenger.
Are you sure it was them? You said yourself you were in a bit of a state last night.
Yeah, I know, but that was after I found Adam.
I suppose so.
No, I got a very good look at them when I had to jump out of their way so they didn't run me down.
Oh, David. Promise me you'll never do anything like that again.
Well?
Promise. Leave it to the police next time.
Yeah, maybe I will. I wish Adam had.
Exactly. So what happens next? Does you identifying them give the police enough grounds to arrest them?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, you've got to find them first. If they've got any sense, they'd be lying low.
Or left the district.
Yeah.
Would you mind if I rang Usha and told her?
No, of course not. But she's not a particularly close friend of Adam's, is she?
She's a particularly close friend of mine.
Oh, I see.
And she can pass the news on to Alan when he gets back. He'll want to know.
So come on then, what's the gossip?
I don't think your retreat's done you much good. It doesn't seem to have purified your thoughts.
Well, it's made me appreciate the variety and richness of the community I live in.
Well, that sounds good.
So I can't wait to hear all about it.
Oh, Alan, it is good to have you back.
Well, it's lovely to see you too, but... Has something happened while I was away? I mean, you know, you seem distracted.
Yeah, OK. You know that Chamber of Commerce thing I was going to?
Yes.
Well, you see, when... Oh, no.
That's all right, take it. I don't mind.
Well, OK, it's Ruth. I'll just tell her it's not a very good time. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Usha. Is this OK? The office said you were out having coffee with Alan.
Yeah, but we were kind of in the middle of something.
Well, look, I won't keep you. Only... Well, I've got some bad news, I'm afraid. And I think Alan would want to know too.
Caroline's been amazing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, last night she just told me to drop everything and get here straight away.
Oh, she knows what's important. You really don't need to be worrying about Grey Gables.
I'm not really. I wish I could.
I wish I hadn't taken Jenny out to dinner last night. I'd been there when Adam got that call from Jeff.
Yeah, you might be lying in a coma too.
Neither of us would have been. I'd have told Adam he needed to wait till the police arrived.
Yeah, and he would have ignored you. I mean, you locked horns with him over the dairy often enough to know how stubborn he can be.
All that seems like another world.
Everything does. If he would just wake up.
Ian, Brian, how are you both?
Hello, Ian.
I heard about Adam. How is he?
He still hasn't regained consciousness.
I see.
But he's not any worse.
He won't wake up. We keep talking to him, but he doesn't wake up.
Jenny's with him now. How did you hear about it?
Ruth rang Usha. Oh. She thought I'd want to know.
Well, I'll tell Jenny you're here. She'll be pleased to see you.
Well, I don't want to disturb her if she's with Adam.
Well, she can come out and I can go in.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah. No, I need to get back to the farm soon. And I'd like to spend a little time with him before I go. Unless you'd like to go back in, Ian.
No. Not just yet.
It's all right, Brian. I'll stay here with Ian.
Okay, thank you.
You let me know if there's any change.
Of course.
This must have been a terrible shock for you.
Yep.
I'm so sorry, Ian.
This is going to sound really selfish, Alan, but no one has ever loved me like Adam has.
Everyone can see how much you love each other.
He's changed my life. I love him so much. If he doesn't wake up, Alan, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I hope you don't mind me ringing.
I'm glad you did. We didn't get a chance to say much before.
No. Well, I had to tell Alan, then he wanted to get off to the hospital, so...
He's gone. Oh, good. I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
Anyway, how's David?
Oh, I was so worried when I heard what happened.
Of course you were.
It must have been so awful for him finding Adam. As if Nigel wasn't enough for one lifetime.
Well, it's not as bad as that, surely. They don't think he's going to...
It's hard to tell what the damage is until he wakes up. If he wakes up.
Oh, Ruth. Puts everything in perspective, doesn't it? Problems that seem so important.
Yeah. And I've had my turn now. So you do know if you ever want to unload on me.
Thanks, Ruth. I'll bear that in mind.
Oh, I just wish Debbie could get here.
Of course you do.
She sounded so frantic on the phone.
Is it a problem with the flights?
No, no. She just can't get away, apparently. But I was hoping if Adam heard her voice... See, they're all so close. That
yes.
Maybe she could wake him up. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, don't be silly. Come on, you're being so brave. You all are.
Well, I hope so. I think we're trying. We're trying to be strong for each other.
And you are.
Well, I don't want to break down in front of Ian. We're all so near the edge.
I know.
And he's the really brave one, and you should hear him with Adam. He's joking with him, and he's teasing him. I just don't know how he does it.
Well, same way you would do. He's got all his love to call on.
I really think I shall have to be getting back.
Well, that's all right, darling. I'll take over.
Well, I'll go in if you like.
Well, would you, Adam?
Of course.
I suppose there's no change.
No. Though I have finally persuaded Ian to get his head down for an hour or two. In the hospital, at least.
Oh, thank goodness. He's absolutely exhausted.
Listen, I'm just going to take a wee nap, if that's all right. It means you can stay asleep a bit longer, which seems to be what you want. But when I come back, and I won't be long... I think it's time you started waking up. I mean, you might not realise this, but it's more than a day since we last spoke. And that wasn't much of a conversation. You're always such a grump in the morning. I mean, I know I'm always telling you it's because you don't get enough sleep, but seriously. This is overdoing it, so when I get back, sleeping beauty, I want you back and as grumpy as ever. Do you hear me?